Thus, Darwin's theory was not a recipe for change, but for constancy. Lucky flukes might arise from time to time, but they would soon vanish under the general impulse to bring everything back to a stable mediocrity. If natural selection were to work, some alternative, unconsidered mechanism was required. Unknown to Darwin and everyone else, 800 miles away, in a tranquil corner of Middle Europe, a retiring monk named Gregor Mendel was coming up with a solution. Mendel was born in 1822 to a humble farming family in a backwater of the Austrian Empire in what is now the Czech Republic. Schoolbooks once portrayed him as a simple but observant provincial monk whose discoveries were largely serendipitous, the result of noticing some interesting traits of inheritance while pottering about with pea plants in the monastery's kitchen garden. In fact, Mendel was a trained scientist. He had studied physics and mathematics at the Olmütz Philosophical Institute and the University of Vienna, and he brought scientific discipline to all he did. Moreover, the monastery at Brno, where he lived from 1843, was known as a learned institution. It had a library of 20,000 books and a tradition of careful scientific investigation. Before embarking on his experiments, Mendel spent 2 years preparing his control specimens, 7 varieties of pea, to make sure they bred true. Then, helped by 2 full-time assistants, he repeatedly bred and crossbred hybrids from 30,000 pea plants.